Who is a prophet? Is he relevant in our modern times today, or do we need him in the first place? A prophet is a spokesman of God. He speaks in behalf of God. He is also the conscience of the people. Especially when people strayed away from God, a prophet would remind them that God is ever fed up with the wicked deeds that they have done. So he continues to conscientize the people. This is the vocation of the prophet Ezekiel from our first reading today. He attributes his calling as a prophet not from any worldly or any kind of spirit, but from the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that prods him to continue proclaiming the message of God. And since he proclaims not his own message, if you notice, my dear brothers and sisters, if you read the book of the prophets, it is usually stated like this, "Thus says the Lord." So it means that he proclaims not his own message, but the message of God. And since he proclaims the message of God, many times and chances are that his message is not, or the message that he proclaimed is not pleasing to a lot of people, especially those who are wayward, those stiff-necked people, those who strayed away from God. This is the dilemma of the prophet Ezekiel, because he was sent to the Israelites who were in exile. And why were they exiled? Because they turned their backs. They were hard-headed people. They never were true to their covenant with Yahweh. The life of a prophet would have been easier if he was sent to a docile people. You know what is docile? Docile or docility comes from the Latin word docio. And docio means to teach. In other words, if you are a docile person, you are teachable. And docile is the opposite of obstinate. Obstinate people are those who are hard-hearted people, cannot be teach, and a rebellious people. This is Israel, whom the prophet Ezekiel was sent to. That's why, even if the people would reject him, would persecute him, would insult him, he continues proclaiming the word of God, because his calling is not from himself. He did not self-proclaim. He was not a self-proclaimed prophet. He was sent by God. The Holy Spirit continues to inspire him to proclaim his message. And the mere presence of a prophet in a community, my dear brothers and sisters, is already a grace, because God continues to love his people. He does not want that his people would continue living in evil. That's why he sends this prophet. And a prophet is a grace to a community. We should not reject him, for there is a purpose of sending him by God. Saint Paul, in our second reading, is an accomplished, a popular prophet and an apostle. There is always the temptation when you are a popular and an accomplished person, right? And you know what was the temptation? You bet. The temptation to be proud, right? I am an accomplished person. I am a popular person. I have accomplished many things. So there is always the temptation to become proud. And Saint Paul was reminded by Christ that he is an accomplished, he is a popular prophet. He was given a thorn in the flesh. This thorn in the flesh could either be a sickness or his weakness. And many times, Saint Paul would beg Christ to remove from him this thorn in the flesh. And you know what was the response of Christ? No, 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 Paul. I cannot remove that from you. Why? Because though you are weak, my grace, and it's also a constant reminder to each one of us, my grace is sufficient for you. Because in weakness, power reaches its perfection. I can show my power as God through your human weakness. So don't be disturbed. Don't be depressed when you have this weakness in yourselves. But it's a constant reminder that I am with you. I will guide you. I will strengthen you because I have a mission for you to perform. This is the life of Paul, my dear brothers and sisters, that we can resonate with. Instead of getting proud, let us always be reminded that Christ has a mission. And so it reminded also St. Paul to remain humble in spite and despite of his accomplishments and of his success in his ministry. The gospel that we have read from Mark this year, Jesus returned to his place, to his town of Nazareth. And he proceeded in the synagogue. A synagogue is just like a chapel, a small church, where everyone, the guests, could be invited to preach. And this is his turn. He's considered as a guest in his own hometown. And he preached. He proclaimed the word of God. And you know what? It was received with great adulation. Bravo, bravo. This is what his townmates received him. For he proclaimed with a lot of wisdom. His speech was so wise, so full of wisdom. But after that, his townmates started to ask this question, where did this man get such wisdom? Why is he endowed with such wisdom? And so they trace his family origin. Isn't he the carpenter? Isn't he the son of Mary? Who would like to listen to a carpenter? If he had a doctorate, if he is a doctor, a lawyer, perhaps people would like to listen to him. But he is just a carpenter. Nobody. He's considered as nobody in his own town. And he is the son of Mary. And who was Mary? Mary was an Anawim. You know what is an Anawim? An Anawim, my dear brothers and sisters, is the poorest of the poor. And who would listen, by the way, to the poorest of the poor? We usually disregard them. We don't recognize them simply because of this economic status. And this is Jesus Christ, the poorest, the son of Mary, the poorest of the poor, and a carpenter, an ordinary carpenter. And he started to reject him. Jesus Christ was rejected by his townmates because his townmates could not associate ordinariness with God. For them, God works in a spectacular way, not in an ordinary, simple, humble way, with humble people, ordinary events. These are his people. They long for a spectacular people, but they could not find it in our Lord Jesus Christ. And you know what? There is always that danger. When we reject ordinary people, ordinary events, we may reject God who is speaking to us through ordinary people, through ordinary events in our lives. Like the townmates of Jesus who will be expecting from spectacular events, spectacular people. But no, God speaks to us through the ordinariness of a simple people, the ordinariness of a simple event in our lives. And the second point is, in our gospel, Jesus did continue his mission even when he was rejected. You know what was the reason? Because his mission is from God. As what I have said, it's not a self-proclaimed. This is my mission. This is my beloved son. Listen to him. So even if he suffers rejection, he continues his mission. Dear brothers and sisters, at the introduction of my reflection, is prophet relevant today? I would answer in the affirmative. A lot of evil is happening in our midst today. Corruption, abortion, and the Lord is reminding each one of us that he is fed up with all the wicked deeds done by a lot of people. And it takes, or it needs, a prophet to remind us that something evil is happening in our midst, and that must be stopped. So that is the role of the prophet. So let us not reject it, for in the voice of the prophet, we hear the very voice of God, done in an ordinary person, done in an ordinary event.